Unmasking more kids. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Some schools in Illinois lifted their mandates on kids wearing them after a court ruling, while a court fight rages in Virginia against Republican Governor Youngkin giving parents the choice to send their kids to school unmasked. New Jersey's Democratic governor will announce today.
It's a stop to his school mask mandate policy. He's put some of the toughest measures in place since March 2020, but evidently he must see some change in numbers, wants to give parents a choice. Governor Murphy's mandate will not be lifted for about another month.
Fox's David Spund. COVID cases have declined 3 weeks in a row across the U.S., but COVID deaths have risen 5 straight weeks now. President Biden will meet soon with Germany's new leader, discussing Russia's feared invasion of Ukraine.
The numbers are shocking in a worst-case scenario, according to U.S. officials. That worst-case scenario, a full-scale invasion, that could mean 50,000 civilians dead, 25,000 Ukrainian military dead, 10,000 Russian military dead, and up to 5 million refugees.
Fox's Steve Harrigan's in Kyiv. France's president's in Moscow for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin, who got support from China's leader at the start of the Winter Olympics last week. A Chinese women's tennis player who got worldwide sympathy for a sexual abuse allegation keeps pushing back on that initial story. Fox's Simon Owen has an update live.
Dave, in a controlled interview, Peng Shuai insisted concerns for her welfare are the result of a misunderstanding. She told French newspaper L'Equipe her allegations accusing a top Chinese official of sexual assault had been skewed. A Chinese official was in the room for the interview, which took place as Beijing hosts the Winter Olympics.
It shouldn't be for us to judge whether there should be an investigation or not.
Olympic spokesperson Mark Adams wouldn't say if Peng appeared to be speaking freely. Dave.
Simon, in competition, Russia leads with the most medals, 7. The U.S. has won 3 so far, all silver. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There is a state of emergency in the Canadian capital, Ottawa, where the mayor is speaking out against an ongoing protest. Thousands are demonstrating in what's called a freedom truck convoy, adamantly against COVID mandates.
Meanwhile, after nearly $10 million Canadian dollars in donations streamed in to support the Freedom Convoy truckers, the crowdfunding platform GoFundMe shut down the fundraiser, initially announcing a plan to distribute the money raised to other charities. After vocal pushback, accusing the platform of hypocrisy and thievery, GoFundMe said the money would be returned directly to the donors instead. At least 5 state attorneys general have announced investigations into GoFundMe. The Freedom Convoy has now moved its fundraiser to a site called GiveSendGo, where more than $3 million has come in so far.
That's Fox's Molly Line. Jury selection is beginning today in the second trial in Ahmaud Arbery's death in Georgia. 3 white men who are already convicted of murdering Arbery are now facing federal hate crimes charges. Black man was killed while out jogging. They claim they thought he was a robber. An NFL star is behind bars.
Alvin Kamara caught 4 passes for 23 yards in the Pro Bowl in Las Vegas and then was taken into police custody, booked at Clark County Detention Center, jailed Sunday night. The New Orleans Saints Pro Bowl running back is alleged to have assaulted somebody at a Las Vegas nightclub Saturday on the eve of the NFL's All-Star game in Vegas. He's charged with battery that resulted in bodily harm. Kamara's bail was set at $5,000. $100,000. He's scheduled for a hearing Monday afternoon. In a tweet Sunday, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department wrote, "This investigation is still ongoing, and for anyone with any information about this incident, urge to call or contact them." Jared Max, Fox News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 50 points. The NASDAQ is gaining about 60. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.